Welcome to the LNFFA Patentless Podcast. I am your host, George the Commish, joined as always by Miguel. Can't hear you now, bro.
Hello, hello.
And the pinky toe, Abraham.
What's up?
Our post-Christmas podcast. Hopefully everyone had a Merry Christmas and all that jazz. How'd you guys?
Or Kwanzaa or whatever you all celebrate.
Yeah, we all. I'm sure there's someone in the league who celebrates Kwanzaa.
You never know. It's true. Pretty dark.
All right. Playoff round two action. And the toilet bowl we're going to go over today. We're going to preview our Priest Bowl and the only other match that matters, which is the third place match. How do we start this? You want to go with the garbage stuff first and then go to the stuff that matters?
I mean, let's just say...
We'll end it with the toilet bowl.
How the fuck does Alex's team just go off? Top scorer.
Because he's playing you.
49 points from Amari Cooper is ridiculous.
It's the worst possible thing that could happen to you, and it happened to you. Obviously. Should have bet on that.
That's true. It's fair. Should bet on me to lose. If I bet on me to lose, does that mean I win and just so I don't get the $50?
I mean, if you could get Alex to take you over him. All you have to do is convince him, look, bro, you're going to win. I'm going to lose. Or am I? You know? Confuse him.
Yeah, that's the move. But
assuming that you guys are going to be in the same round next year. Because apparently you guys are always the same.
3 years in a row that we're 2 years in a row that we play 7 and 8, and then this year is 9 and 10. Our trajectory is not looking so hot right now.
You're gonna play in the toilet bowl next, yeah.
Be in the toilet bowl next year, buddy.
So Ham left to Alex.
Yeah, another side bet. I really need to stop gambling, but yeah.
Who do you have going off for his team besides Koopa?
That's
Mark Cooper, 49 points.
Nothing else matters.
Yeah, I mean, Jahmyr Gibbs and James Conner had pretty good days, right? We combined for 40 points. It's pretty good. Gus Edwards got some of his respect on his name back. 13 points. Huh? Not bad day. Not bad day for Alex there, buddy.
265 yards, 2 touchdowns, and a 2-point conversion. That's what it was.
And a 50-plus touchdown extra point.
Crazy talk.
That's
anyway, that's the least relevant match. And I lost it.
All right, on to the next least relevant match. Yes. Me versus Miguel. I lost and I suck. Who loses to Miguel?
8 people do this year.
Was it, though? Did you beat your division twice somehow? Could be less.
No. I got 8 wins. 1 to everybody. That's not me.
The math doesn't check out, but
your math doesn't check out.
Oh, Pacheco got concussed. That's why I lost. That's what I'm hanging my hat on. Definitely what happened.
The Chiefs didn't score a single fucking point after that, dude.
Yeah, but if he was in the game, he would have scored more points.
Like 3.
Maybe. I lost. I suck. George Pickens went off for 36 points. That was the most exciting thing about my match. On my bench.
All right. I'm going to go buy ping pong paddles for you. And you can shovel up your ass.
All right. We got a bet for money next time.
I don't know. Paddle up the ass and, you know, shit pancakes for the rest of your life. It's going to be okay. Denise is going to have a good time doing it. Don't worry.
Yep. They're going to make a sex thing out of it. Hey, baby, you know what will be fun? If we'll be
just shove this paddle up in there.
No.
Did you lose a bet?
Does Miguel need to witness it, or does he just need to be informed of it later, get pictures?
So don't worry about how we're going to do it, all right? That's between me and Miguel.
I'm worried about it. Because if I ever make a bet, I want to know what the terms are going to be, you know?
Paddle up, yes, that's the terms.
However you can get it up there and confirm that it was up there. Then you start getting into things like George breaks it into pieces.
Find the smallest ping pong paddle in the world.
I will provide the paddle.
It's not how this works. No paddles were agreed on.
Regulation paddle. Olympic size paddles.
Yeah, you got to default to regulation if the term wasn't set, George. Come on.
Nah. I'll be a bitch about it.
All right, be a bitch about it. I still want to see pictures.
Oh.
You with the paddle up your ass, holding today's newspaper.
It's the only way you know it's true.
I don't know if he ever stuck a paddle in his in the past.
Can't be certain.
This is a different, separate paddle occasion. It's gotta be recent, bro.
Why are we still talking about this? Go on to the
We're stupid.
Go on to the matches
that matter. Marlon versus Jason. Marlon psyched himself out and he started. He's not even psyching himself out. He should have started Goff. He was fine. He just lost. It happens.
Yeah.
Waddle had a disappointing game because Hill was back. Hawkinson's done for the season.
Did he tear it or is it just like a sprain?
ACL, MCL. Placed on injury reserve. Torn ACL and MCL.
He tore it.
Yep.
That's no bueno for next year.
So he only played like half the game. When did he get hurt?
I didn't watch that game.
Turns out San Francisco's not the real deal. Got shit on by Baltimore.
Sure did. Purdy sucked it up. But McCaffrey still scored 23. Wasn't bad. 100 yards, touchdown, 6 catches, additional 28 yards. That McCaffrey guy's pretty good.
He is good.
Number one overall again next year?
Probably. Yeah. I think so.
Justin Jefferson, man. He's so good. When all he right. doesn't hurt himself.
Okay.
So did Marlon lose because he took our advice and didn't start fucking Gabe Davis?
That's what it was. Gabe Davis had started, he would have won.
Take a look. What do these matchups tell you? What do Las Vegas, Jacksonville, Tampa Bay, Philly, and the Chargers have in common that makes Gabe Davis play good? Could Marlon have
figured it out? They have terrible defenses.
I mean, the Philly defense is supposed to be okay. They're terrible. They've been better. Not great.
The Giants scored 25 on them.
But the Giants do suck.
Giants suck.
All right. So all bad defense. There you go. Mm-hmm. Chargers suck, that's for sure.
They called that. That's on Marlon. And us, I guess, if you listen to us. Jordan Love against Carolina. Carolina sucks. He's like, maybe that's just the start. Minnesota's not any better. I don't know. All that looks like a toss-up. Probably you start Gabe Davis over Palmer.
I don't know about starting Palmer.
Like, that's the only obvious thing. But Palmer was doing good.
Backup quarterback.
Yeah, I wasn't down with the Palmer start, but he went with it. It didn't work out for him.
Yep. That sucks. So Olave, the namesake, coming in with 20.
Saving the season.
Yep.
Go Jason. Cole Kmet doing stuff, huh? 13 points. Got on that.
Receiver in the Bears.
The Bears. They got DJ Moore.
Yeah, DJ Moore's pretty good.
Cole Kmet has more yards. I'm not sure. They're not very good.
No, DJ Moore has way more yards.
Way more yards?
He's got like 1,200 to like Cole Kmet's like 650.
Is that correct? All right, you're probably right. I'm not going to do math right now. But Jason wins it. Moves on to the final.
And on to our next match.
I'm a Ravens fan this season. That's what's going on.
So Cole Kmet has 678.
Uh-huh. And DJ Moore?
And DJ Moore has 1141. Sounds pretty close.
Here we go.
Good nearly call, doubling man. His yards. Cook commits the best receiver. Fucking idiot.
you got me there. I've watched 0 Bears games in the past like 5 weeks.
That'll do it for you. That's why he has no idea what's going on.
Yeah.
Not just that, but
It's mostly that, though.
Mostly that. Yeah, you really got to watch Bear football. It's all right. I'm changing. I'm going to sell all my Bear crap or throw in the garbage, I suppose.
Your one jersey? Stuff. You're going to sell that one jersey?
I have like two hats and a jersey.
Well, you're switching teams? Where are you going, Ham?
Baltimore, the Bears are winning the Super Bowl next year, dude.
That's what it takes.
Got to renounce your team for them to do good.
Honestly, if this is how I find out I have fucking magic powers, bro.
Don't root for the Ravens, dude. Fucking Lamar's going to get hurt next game.
I know.
He's already rooting for them. He already announced it twice. That's his team for the playoffs. Poor guys. They're all going to get hurt. And the Ravens bus explodes.
All right, moving on. What are we doing?
Victor versus JaVale. The best fantasy defense in the game, baby. You can't really score points against him.
You cannot.
In his defense, he did score the most in the winner's bracket. But you know, still,
you look at the
opponents. Garbage. If you just focus on this one game, Cole Kmet, best receiver on the Bears.
The fact.
Oh, fuck. Victor's team chose a bad time to shit the bed, right? He was on a pretty hot streak, doing 130 plus points for like 3 weeks in a row or something like that. 135 against Miguel. Week 14, 123. Week 13, 128.
So what's the? There's got to be a way for him to win, right? He makes the right
133.
Start. Swift over Cook is 10 points.
140. Holy shit! It was longer than that. Week 10. Oh dear God. Week 9.
He was like on a 7-game win streak.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh game. 6 games of 130-ish points a game, and then he came up against the defense juggernaut that is JaVale. Sit! No points for you, bro. Makes no sense that his team just shat the bed out of nowhere. JaVale's the chosen one, guys. Confirmed here.
I mean, he's got to win
it. I think he's going to win it. He's got to win it. Defense wins championships.
These are facts. All right, hold on. Kyler Murray over Brock Purdy's 18. Puts him at 90.
He's down 50 points, man.
Hold on, relax. Swift
over Cook, plus 10.
Puts him at 100, plus 10. Puts him at 100.
28. And then who
else? No way he makes that call, though, man. Brock Purdy over
Kyler. No, he never makes it. But there is a way. Benches Moore for Calvin Ridley for 22. Gets him close. And then...
he starts
Algier over Rice.
And that's the win, baby. He just had a start. Kyler Murray, DJ... no, what the fuck's his name? DeAndre Swift.
If he makes all Algier the right starts,
and Ridley. So. The double Atlanta running back start for the win.
Yep.
That's what you did wrong, Victor. You gotta, idiot.
Clearly gotta watch more football.
He's a fucking moron. He's a moron, dude. I would have made those calls.
100%.
Easiest calls of anyone's life.
Six-legged parlays, that's what they call me. I made those calls. Here he comes. Oh, six-legged parlay. I got to try to hit on one, man. I'm unemployed. I got hit.
That's how you lose all your money, bro. Chasing the win, bro. Don't chase the win. Don't do it.
I saw.
You don't understand, man. For real.
I saw a. It was like a 21-leg parlay for $5 that hit on Instagram. Some guy made $500,000.
I saw that too. Anytime touchdowns for like 16, 20-ish players.
Mm-hmm.
McCaffrey was the last one to hit, and he didn't hit it till like the second half of that game or something like that.
Yep. There you go. Start gambling, guys.
$5. Aggressive. Easy. Easiest $500,000 in your life.
I mean, what's $5? A $500,000? Like, come on.
Yeah.
$20 on a 6-legged parlay gives you like $8,000, dude. Fucking
Once a month, bro, that's six figures.
Yeah, you just do 20 bucks once a week. Once every day. Come on. You can do basketball, too. Baseball's around the corner.
If you want to win big, you got to bet big, right? So why 20, dude? Just do 100 every day. And you're going to be fucking billionaire by the time the season ends.
That's the point. You got to just get yourself a job, start saving some money so you can start gambling so you can quit that job as a millionaire.
Yep, yep. Anyway, right. Good job, JaVale. Henry blew up. 20 puntos. Evans is the ageless wonder. Look at him. Just another 1,000-yard receiving season for him.
Oh, man, he's 30.
Cool, baby.
Makes me sad that 30's old.
Sure is, Bob. Sure is, Bob. We're way old.
Good for you, Mike Evans.
You keep it up, buddy. Good job, JaVale. Victor, you suck.
We're all very happy to see it. Now we just need Jason to win.
And the most important match, our final match of the week.
Oh, my God.
The Bargus Toilet Bowl that we can't even see easily because the stupid app sucks.
Luis's team shit the bed another week.
Yeah.
Not even with 22 points from his kicker could he get a win.
Damn, he got 22 from his kicker and only scored 90?
Whew. Yep.
Oh, mama.
Yep. That's what happened.
That is not bueno. Look at that, Diggs. Diggs disappointed, bro. Couldn't even give Diggs a couple more touches, bro. Gabe Davis was on the bench. Come on, Josh Allen. Why are you messing with people's lives like that?
That's what happens when you talk shit on fucking Instagram or Twitter that you don't get the ball enough and he wants out of that team. So he's like, all right, I won't feed your ass. Motherfucker, good luck getting a contract.
Is that what happened?
You know, his brother tweeted out something like, get this guy out of Buffalo. And then I think he said something like, okay. And then ever since then, Buffalo's been winning, but they haven't been targeting Stephon Diggs.
More Luis bad luck.
Mm-hmm.
When it matters most, his best player starts shitting the bed. That's rough. Hoobliver Daniel, yeah.
T. Higgins going for 25. Devontae Smith getting 16. It's not blowing up. Justin Fields. Look at the Bears go.
Go, Bears, go. Go, Bears, go. Was that win bad for them? It was bad for them, wasn't it?
Talking about the Bears?
Yeah. Like, actual NFL-wise, who's got the worst record now?
Carolina. So they still got the number one pick.
It doesn't matter. The Bears have, like,
they still have the number one pick.
Oh, they have Carolina's pick. They're fine. They're right. Yeah. Win all the games. Win all the games, bro.
They're going to end up with like 3 first round picks.
I mean, Miguel's team came in, tried to suck it up for him. Addison Pollard only scored 5 combined points. But Devontae Smith. Yeah, 16 points almost. Smith made up.
Tyreek Hill only got 14 that week. If he would have just started Tyreek, he would have lost.
But he would have had 2 other players to start on top of that.
Those other players he had were giving him fucking goose eggs.
Drake London, 5 points. Jake Elliott, 17 points. He had a 17-point kicker on the bench.
Yeah, he made the wrong call.
He has 2 kickers?
2 kicker league, baby. Let's do it.
Man, poor Luis. I feel like when I was pitching to get rid of the rule for the tattoos, I was speaking to Luis and Daniel when I said, look, somebody's got to be last, and it's going to be one of you.
So you put the jinx on them since the start of the draft?
Seems that way, yeah.
Put that curse on them, Bobby. Ricky Bobby.
100% put that evil on them. So I have magic powers, guys. Official. We'll see what happens. See if Luis goes through with it. He said he would. Look me in my fucking eyes and said, yeah, I'll get the tattoo.
Well, there you go. We'll find out eventually, right? He's got 9 months.
Yeah. All right. Those are the things that mattered.
That's last week's action. Final two games. We got our third place match for next week. Marlon versus Victor. Who we got?
I mean, I guess Victor just comes back. He's not playing JaVale. Scores 130.
Easy win.
Easiest call? I'll go with that too. Sure.
Well, Marlon lost Hawkinson. So.
Even more reason to go with Victor?
Yeah.
Brock Purdy's not playing Baltimore next week.
That's a bump for him. So we're all going Victor?
I'm going to let Miguel go first.
Oh, he's going to let you go first, bro.
Yeah, I guess I'll take Marlon.
You're going to take Marlon?
I guess I got to.
He's going to get sneaking that win, baby. Jason, JaVale, who's the champ? Who we got?
Jason, because instead of JaVale getting a second win.
We don't want a repeat match. Champ?
We don't.
Can't even pull up the match. That's stupid.
Why not?
Because the point corrections process Wednesday morning.
Oh.
And they won't do it, set the bracket until after that, which is dumb.
Stupid.
But anyway,
there's potential for a 57-point swing on the corrections?
I guess. According to the sleeper, there is.
Well, is Jamar Chase coming back? Or
I don't Jason? Know. What's the news? What's the latest news on that Chase? Last thing I heard was he might sit out week 17 too. That's what it says here.
No bueno for Jason.
He may be
a big game.
Sitting out Sunday, December 31st.
There you go. He probably won't play. That is no bueno. He's the best player. Or second best player because he's got Allen. He needs a good game from Debo and Olave.
Yeah. Who's Buffalo play?
The flex. Buffalo's Buffalo play. New England.
Ooh.
At home.
Ooh.
At Buffalo fucking
50 weather. Burger.
I don't know. They What's the weather in Buffalo this weekend?
They shit on New England last time.
Oh, yeah. That only helps Buffalo, though, because he could run the ball.
I guess. Sunday. Clear skies. Just going to be cold as fuck.
No issues. No issues. That being said, he's only going to score like 16 points total. So I think JaVale's going to win.
JaVale's got it. I'm going to go with Jason as well. Debo have a bounce back big the game. Olave should continue to roll.
Right, I think JaVale's going to win.
Yeah, that's what he said.
Oh.
But then I said, I'm going to go with Jason.
You said as well. Did you not? Did I hear me say that?
Did I say as well? Well, the same as Ham then. How's that?
Okay, there you go.
I will retract my as well. I'm an idiot. Thank you for correcting me, Ham.
All right. Thank you for accepting that. Yeah, I think I'm going to take Jason just for the hope that I don't die and JaVale doesn't get the win. I feel like that would be perfect, right? Like, JaVale coasts into this final and then fucking team shits the bed.
We can only hope.
Yeah. Seems unlikely, though. JaVale's team is 100%.
Yeah, if Jason doesn't play, it's going to be hard for Jason. But he has a chance. He can do it. Mike Evans can't score 20 points every week.
Yeah, I mean, he's only been doing it
every other week.
Yeah, 40 points this week.
Man.
What happened last year in the playoffs, in the championship game? He scored 50.
Yeah, but this time Baker Mayfield's throwing him the ball.
Yeah, and Baker Mayfield's playing pretty fucking good right now.
Just start Baker Mayfield, bro. How many points did he score last week? Someone pick up Baker Mayfield?
I think Daniel did. No, he has Fields. Somebody picked him up.
Is that Luis? Yeah, Baker Mayfield's doing good. Playing New Orleans.
Did Joe Flacco have the most fantasy points last week? At QB? That's ridiculous. Yeah, 20 points, Baker Mayfield. Look at him.
20 points, and he had like 30 the week before that.
And 20 before that.
Okay, he's playing good.
I mean, neither team is hurting at QB, right?
No. I mean, I'm not saying pick up Baker Mayfield. I'm just saying he's playing good, and Mike Evans can easily get 20 points again. That's how this conversation started.
I'm going with Jason. It's going to happen, bro. Jason's a champ.
New champ.
That's what we're rooting for.
I've said I want Jason to win. It's too early.
Too early. All right. Cool.
There you go. Mikhail hates you, Jason.
He doesn't think you've earned the championship. Somebody won the championship our first year, so.
Had our second year, too.
Every year.
Those assholes.
By year five, he's good. Then I won't hate on him no more.
All right, there you go. Got to play at least 5 years before Mikhail will stop hating on you.
All right, that's it.
That's it, man. Good luck to Jason Joel.
Set your lineups.
You know who wants to play for anything?
There's Saturday games this week.
Say bye. Week 17, Thursday, Saturday, one Saturday game, Detroit to Dallas.
That's gonna be a good one.
It's a good game. It's an important game.
Important for JaVale. If he's starting Dak.
He's starting Dak.
All right, cool.
All right, that's it. Good luck to the championship players and everybody else. You all suck. But especially Daniel. Oh, no, sorry. Especially Luis.
I mean, especially Daniel, but, you know.
Doubly especially to Luis because he lost to Daniel.
Yeah, that's rough.
It's kind of good that Daniel didn't lose. Like, his first year losing, he's just going to leave a bad taste in his mouth, you know, and he's just going to be like, oh, I don't want to play in this game no more. You know, something like that.
You don't know Daniel's life, bro. You don't know who would have quit if he lost.
He said he didn't care. He said he'd give a fuck. He'll get a tattoo. But we'll have to ask him how tight the bundle was.
My guess it was pretty tight. Ooh, new emojis.
Would I have lost to Daniel? Would I have been last?
How many points did you score last week?
He scored like 100.
Now you beat him.
Ooh.
By 6.
Thank God. 0.6 points kept Daniel from being last. Good job, Luis. All right, fellas, I'm out.
See ya.
Catch you guys later.
Catch you later.